From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few moments, industry reaction to the sale of the Washington Post to Amazon's Jeff Bezos. It's a thunderclap.
But before we get there, we want to go to the Washington Post for reaction to this purchase, $250 million in cash. And many thought the Graham family would never sell the Post. Marty Baron is the Washington Post's executive editor, and he is with us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
So the day after, how are people in the newsroom feeling today about this?
I think that, there's a certain wistfulness for the Graham era and certainly a lot of admiration for the family stewardship of the paper over the last 80 years. But also, there's a lot of anticipation and I think excitement about the possibilities that this opens up. You know, if we're going to get a new owner, I think a lot of people think there couldn't be a better one.
When you say wistfulness, what are people upset about?
Well, it's not upset. It's wistfulness. I mean, I think that people understand that the Graham family has been an extraordinary steward of this paper over the last eight decades. They've been totally committed to our journalistic mission. They've stood up to powerful interests in government and in business and elsewhere. So it's a change.
Do you have a sense, more of a sense, of why Jeff Bezos wants this paper?
You have to ask him about that. This is a news organization that has played a defining role in American politics, policy, media. It is one of the great names in journalism, and it's an extraordinary brand, and those don't come along every day.
Well, let's talk about the upsides here, because a lot of people have mentioned this, that this is a digital native. It's the first time that a major newspaper has been bought by a digital native, somebody who really understands how to make things work online and on mobile devices and on iPads or Kindles, I guess, maybe I should say. What do you think that Bezos can bring to the Post?
Well, this is a guy who obviously knows a lot about things that we're supposed to be thinking about. We are thinking a lot about them. There are a lot of extraordinary challenges that we face. He's been able to overcome the kinds of challenges that he's faced in his own business. He's defied skeptics on Wall Street, and he's a risk taker. He's a long-term thinker. That's a big plus for us.
What about advertising, digital advertising? Has that been a problem for you guys, and do you think he'll be able to help you there?
Well, we're actually showing good growth in digital advertising this year. We've been quite happy with the growth that we've seen this year. I'm sure that he can help across the entire array of issues that we face. He's an extraordinary businessman, a great entrepreneur, an innovator, someone who has disrupted other businesses. We're a business that has been disrupted. I think it'll be nice to have somebody who knows how to disrupt other people and other businesses.
Marty Baron, what about conflicts of interest? Amazon has landed a $600 million contract to build a computing system for the CIA. They lobby Congress against certain tax legislation involved with online sales tax. Are you worried about how that's going to be covered, or can you tell us any more about how you're going to deal with those kinds of things?
Well, first of all, I believe Amazon now endorses the tax legislation in Congress, from what I understand. But look, he's committed totally to editorial independence. He said that. I believe him. You know, any owner would pose some conflicts. You know, the Washington Post company today, our parent company, has interests in things other than this news organization. It owns an education company. It has cable interests. It has broadcast stations. It has industrial companies in its umbrella. So, you know, there are always some potential conflicts. What you want to do is minimize those. And I would say there are very few potential conflicts here.
Now, there are some who will say now Washington Post is in the same category as The Wall Street Journal, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, and many other papers that are owned by these big moguls. Do you feel okay with being in that category?
I'm okay with being owned by someone who is committed to our mission, who is committed to editorial and journalistic independence, and will help us bring our journalism to as many people as possible.
And how do you think that The Washington Post is going to be different, let's say, 10 years from now?
Well, look, we're becoming a digital society. If we aren't already, I think we are already. We've come a long way. I think that over time, you know, this will be a much more digitally oriented organization, as it should be, because our society is becoming more digitally oriented.
Marty Baron, on a big day for The Washington Post, he is executive editor of The Post. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.